Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Anthony, they can do it. They can do it. Together, they can do it. A win last night at First Energy Stadium, and we're back at 1-1, my friend. Hello.
Boy, it felt good, huh? See your superstars actually making superstar plays. See your number one overall draft pick making plays. See your first-round draft picks making plays. A little bit different feel yesterday, huh?
Audio courtesy of the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. My goodness gracious, what a different feeling it was. What a different feeling it was. Okay, what went through your head when he cocked back on play action and let that thing fly? Because he throws it out of the camera. So he throws to a blind spot. And then you look and you see, because remember, everything slows down in your head, folks. So you look and you see 13. What was your thoughts? Because I could not believe they went for it like that. And to come up like that with such a great play. Odell was excited. You could tell he was. Hell, he had the ball up there in celebration before he landed.
Well, that
is fantastic.
I have to tell you, because of what the Odell experience has been like, and you had to feel good for him, you could just tell. You just tell the way things went last week. And then if you watched yet another interview that he decided to do, this one with Maverick Carter, which I did yesterday, all 17 minutes, all fantastic 17 minutes to get you ready for the game, you just could tell he sometimes seems tortured. And you're always wondering what makes Odell happy. Well, that made Odell happy. And when he put that ball up, I just assumed that it was coming out. Like, I thought, here we go. He's going to drop the easiest touchdown of all time. But he didn't. He had such a stranglehold on that ball. And so it's like, oh, okay, he can do this. That's the Odell Beckham. That's the superstar. That's the guy that some people around the league still think is a top five receiver that we've been like, we haven't seen anything close to that.
I was yelling at the TV during that break because when they went and reviewed it and whether or not it was a touchdown.
Oh, I thought they were going to calm down after I saw
the
replay.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
And I tell you, the other thing I was thinking is if they take this touchdown away from him, he might go into a shell all game.
That's what I swear to God, I thought the same thing. I thought the same exact thing. And he had the touchdown. It was called a touchdown. I thought I saw a different Odell Beckham Jr. for the rest of the football game. I thought he was involved. I thought that he was, you could tell his, if we're talking about body language and things of that nature, things of that sort, I thought that he was involved with it. I thought he was with everybody. He got himself involved back in the offense again later on. I was very happy. I was very happy. Happy with what I saw. Kareem Hunt getting into the end zone. Nick Chubb getting into the end zone. 124 yards. It's the second most they've had. On a Thursday game, the last one they had was in 1981 with 155 yards, and now the name escapes me all of a sudden.
How many Thursday games have they played? Seems like they would have set every record last night.
Well, I would imagine that would have been a Thanksgiving Day game.
I don't imagine they've played that many Thursday games. But anyway, yeah. I thought it was great. The demeanor of the team, it almost seemed like that touchdown for Odell, that took the top off of everything because they've had so much emotion. They know last year was a disaster. They know this year, no matter what, when it comes to Stefanski, they are going to get blamed if they don't win football games. Last year was on the coach. This year is going to be squarely on them. And I think that's part of the deal with this team, right? Didn't we say last week at times, and maybe they'll change. Maybe they'll change their tune. Maybe they'll mature. Maybe they'll become a more adult team. But they kind of are temperamental. When things are going bad, they're the worst. They look like they want to kill each other. And when things are going great like last night, it looked like a party. For the entire game, offensively for sure, it was a party.
Well, it wasn't even that they wanted to kill each other in week one. It was that they basically rolled over and died in week one, and there was despair in that football game in week one. I was so nervous for last night because I thought, man, you come out and, you know, you get punched in the mouth. Who knows what's going to happen? And I knew this was going to be a rough watch for Browns fans because everybody, and we're going to get into this a little bit later on, everybody and their brother, they weren't watching six. They were watching number nine. They were watching Joe Burrow. And I thought it was maybe going to be a more rough viewing for Browns fans because our guy was the guy that came out on Thursday night a couple years ago. We were excited. He took the league by storm. Then he had a very nice rookie season. And here we were just a couple of years later. I got a guy going in where there are people who want his job already. Where you and I thought that was pretty nuts, but there were still people who wanted his job already. There are people who wanted the wide receiver traded, and you and I were both on record saying we didn't want to trade the wide receiver. There was so much drama going into the game for us where for the Bengals it was, hey, let's see what we can do. We got this new quarterback. He's fun, and he's a leader, and all this other stuff. And I thought that this was going to be – for a second I thought that this might end up like the Jets game last year. But I thought that there was a rhythm to the offense to write down. And I mean, I got it in the notes right here. I wish we were in the same room just so I could show you the color of the notes and everything. I might have to send you screenshots here, buddy. I'm writing down, look, Nick Chubb's in, looking for Kareem Hunt. At the end of the first half, here's Kareem Hunt showing up in this offense, making a statement in this offense. I write down looking for Hooper. There's Hooper in the offense. There was a rhythm. There was a flow to everything that was there. I think last year against the Jets, they just kind of went out there and went plop. We're just better than the Jets, and the Jets had Luke Falk, and that was it. I thought that this was a professional effort by both organizations, and I thought that they won a professional effort in this football game. I was excited about the offense. The defense is the defense, and we'll get into that. But I was excited about the offense, and I think maybe one of the biggest questions we have to ask is, do you feel the Browns are back a little bit? Do you feel the Browns are back? Because Baker looked like rookie Baker last night, man.
Well, he did.
I didn't need
him
to go crazy, but he was headbutting his teammates and getting into it.
He looked like he was dancing. He was running down the field.
Yeah.
He looked like the Baker that torched the Bengals in his rookie year.
Yeah.
And I saw some people say, hey, guys, slow down. It's the Bengals. Okay, and what? They played the Broncos last year, and he sucked. They played the Steelers against Duck Hodges, and he sucked. So you know what? I have to take some excitement away, whether it's the Bengals. I don't know. That Cincinnati team might only win four games all year. Who cares? I'm not going to let that impact my thought on how they played and the fact that that could have been a game where they get all their confidence together. And now they're riding that confidence, you know, into that game against the Washington football teams. You should be excited about that. Everybody that you wanted to see show up showed up from top to bottom. Did anybody not? Anybody. I saw people ragging on Myles Garrett. I'm like, you guys realize he bailed out the offense for not scoring by creating the fumble. In the meantime, who's our new favorite Cleveland Brown, by the way? The USC dude who is injured. They said his name the entire game. Porter Gustin comes in and he I don't know how Joe Burrow's walking today. I don't know how I got to give Burrow some credit here for getting up from that because he got annihilated after he fumbled the ball to add insult to injury. So Miles bailed him out. Miles was massive. I don't know how anybody could. Do fans only look at sacks?
I got people bickering with
me.
He
was a monster.
I didn't want to bicker. I just said, listen, I'm just observing. He's being double teamed. And there are people going, no, he's not. Listen, if you got people staying and you got people chipping, that's still a double team.
He was a monster last night. I have no idea. Go ask Cincinnati on what problems he caused. And why do you think that guys like Sheldon Richardson were able to die? And I know the Bengals' offensive line's terrible. They're terrible. I heard Adam the Bull do that for five hours yesterday.
Okay, but I still found
great.
At least they made plays against a terrible offensive line. I'm sorry. Now I'm getting frustrated because and it's not your thought. We're not fighting. You and I are on the same side here. Yes, I'm happy that the Cleveland Browns, we look at these things and we go, we want to make plays here and make plays there and do this and do that. And then there's days we come in here and they don't do it. yes, I'm happy that the Browns looked at an offensive line that wasn't very good and then made plays. They were suffocating. Joe Mixon is a really good running back. They were suffocating they were suffocating as much as they could be in the front four. Sheldon Richardson was all over the place. I'm hoping the best for Adrian Claiborne. I went to bed after Kevin Stefanski spoke last night, so I'm not sure about everything with Adrian Claiborne in that hip. I thought he played well in the first half. There was a lot of things that I was very happy with the front four in the first half. Everybody else, you know, we'll have that conversation. But I was pretty happy with what they did defensively, at least with the front four in yesterday's game. It felt good, man. Listen, I know that it's game two and they're not out of the woods. Just enjoy it, man. Just enjoy it. It was a professional effort. This is not like the Monday night against the Jets. It's nothing like that. I at least that's what I think. I think this was much better. I mean, they could go right out there, Lima, and they could go out next Sunday, and they could lay a giant egg against Washington, and we're right back into this mix. But I don't think that they will. I think that they're more organized. I think that they showed that yesterday. I thought that was a nice win.
I don't want to go crazy. You say more organized. I don't know that yet. It's they got blown out. Out in one game, and the second game they came out and they played pretty well. You look up and down, you're like, man, so many guys played well for the Browns, and yet I they only win the game by five. And I saw yesterday people were tweeting, and I think these people had to be gamblers. They had to be. Because the only way you could be mad when you walk away from that game last night is if you bet the Browns and they didn't cover. And, we always joke like, good teams win, great teams cover. They didn't cover last night. So I'm sure there's some people that lost some money who are going to be upset. But I think you have to be happy that this is a team that I think right now, given how young they are, people forget they're the fourth youngest team in the league. They've got a young coach. They've got an even younger GM. There's not a lot of experience up and down in those hallways in Berea. They are a little bit of a front-running team. Yes, they are going to be a little emotional, and they're going to ride that. And when they lose, it's going to be DEFCON, and it was last week. When they win, whether it's against the Bengals or whether it's the Washington football team or the Dallas Cowboys the week after that, they're going to be smelling themselves. The critical thing here is that they get focused for the next game, and they can't just ride the highs of this because we've seen how that works. That was last year's team.
Let me amend what I said. Real quick. When I say organized, they're just way more. I think they're more organized than what we saw last year by any stretch of the imagination. Watching that and seeing how I thought they took care of the clock. I thought that they did a lot of things that just normal football coaches do. Kevin Stefanski conducted himself like a normal football coach. I mean, it can still be a bad ending for all we know. But I thought that what he did was what he was sold here for. Was sold here to be a guy who was organized and put together a proper offense and put together a proper football team. And I did not think that the Bengals played poorly in this football game. I did not. I thought that they did the best they could possibly do with what they have. That offensive line, they do have some weapons there. Now Azuma being hurt, I wonder what's going to happen there because he is and Troy Aikman was right to bring this up. He is a nice outlet for Joe Burrow, and I'm not sure if anybody else can really bring into that. It's almost that big tight end problem that we brought up before with Baker Mayfield last season. That offensive line's difficult to deal with because they're bad, and they got weapons over there, and I did not think that they played a bad football game at all. I think they gave a very good effort there. So I like what this was last night. I thought that this was different from where it was last season. 216-578-0092. Let me get the Manny. He's first up on the Fan. Hello.
And you kind of said something that just kind of has me apprehensive. You said that the Browns are organized.
Yep.
They won one game.
They were organized in that game.
Yes, that particular game. And got blown out first game.
Well, Manny, what else am I supposed to say? Were they not organized last night?
I mean, were they organized last year? Were they get blown out a game, win a game?
Manny, they had different coaches. Seriously. I said they were organized last night. They were organized last night. They were not organized the week before. I don't think they had a chance to get themselves organized because they were so disorganized the week before. I can only go from what I saw last night. Last night was organized.
I just think that we need to kind of slow down a little bit. It was one game. Like, we got to take these Browns one game at a time because if we start getting good feels,
What is this coach talk? What are we doing, coach talk?
Get out of here.
What is coach talk?
Get out of here.
What are we doing?
Are we doing
coach talk on a Friday morning after a victory? We're going to do coach talk?
Get out of here.
Don't be Belichicking up the lines here today, folks. All right? Now, you could disagree. That's fine. But if we're going to do one game at a time, I don't got time for coach speak and all that other stuff. Go Belichick it up. All right? Go Pat Shurmur it up if you want to do that. That's coach talk. We're not doing that. 216-578-0092. Let me get to Joe and Berea. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Joe.
Fellas, thank you for kicking him off the radio, first of all. And second of all, I would say to your point about Odell and his body language, he had a couple of humongous downfield blocks in the running game yesterday also that were huge, that sprung big runs. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that drive that we had in the fourth quarter when Cincinnati pulled it within a score, and we just ran, like, I think,
three or four times, and punched
it in the end zone. When's the last time the Browns have been able to do that, where they had a drive of more than three or four plays of all runs, where they just marched right down the field and up the gut? It was a beautiful thing. You know why, Joe?
A great
win, and I'm looking forward to next Sunday.
Exactly. Joe, because they weren't helpless like they've been in the past. And, Joe, thank you very much for the call. But there's so many times where we worry about, well, we got to keep them guessing, we got to do it. No. You can execute. You can come up with a good game plan, know you're better in spots, and you can execute. And that's what they did. That's why I said they were organized last night.
Oh, that was Kenny, that was a thing of beauty.
They get
to within 5 points. You're sitting there with 6 minutes to go,
it's
Chubb, 4 yards. Chubb, 26 yards. Hunt, 33 yards.
We saw the Chunt monster
11.
Come out again.
Chunt. 10.
Chunt.
Then the touchdown on the one. It was Hunt. 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 It was Hunt.
Chunt. Chunt.
Chunt.
Chunt.
Chunt.
Chunt.
Chunt. Salted the game away, ladies and gentlemen. That was a thing of beauty.
5780092. We got calls. We get to them next. What'd you think of last night? Browns, big winners, 1-1 now. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on the fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.